This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us one more opportunity in our life to experience and witness the best days on earth, Ayyamu Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about these days, Afdalu Ayyam al-Dunya Ayyamul Ashr, that the best 10 days of this world, the best 10 days of the year are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of them. What does it mean that they are the best days of the year? What does it mean? Before we answer this question, you need to ask a question to yourself and reflect over your own self. If I was to ask you, what is the best day in your life and what was the best day that you ever experienced in your life? Perhaps you might say the day that you got married. It was a life-changing experience for you and it turned it to the better. Maybe it was the day in where you became a father or you became a mother, that day in where you held your child and it was a life-changer for you. Maybe the best day in your life was the day in where you earned your job and you began to work and it was a life-changing decision for you. Maybe the best day in your life was the day that you owned a car or you owned your house finally. These are the best days in your life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشْرِ, that the best days of this world are the 10 days. In other words, these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and the worship in them are supposed to be the best days in your life. They're supposed to be much better than the day you got married. And they're supposed to be much better than the day you held your first child and became a father or a mother. They are supposed to be better and the best days in your life more than anything you've ever experienced of happiness and joy. Why? Because these 10 days, there is an opportunity that they change your life altogether to the better in terms of becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ultimately becoming closer to the ever and final destination, which is the paradise. These are the best days, so do not waste them on yourself. My brothers and sisters in Islam, these 10 days Allah Azza wa Jal loves. They are the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can imagine that Allah Azza wa Jal himself has chosen days from the year in which he loves. فيعني سبحان الله, why does Allah عز وجل love these 10 days? العلماء رحمهم الله, they said Allah عز وجل loves these days because these are the days in which so many, millions and millions around the world are headed to one direction, are headed to one point. They are headed towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. They are headed towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform the pilgrimage, to perform al-hajj. And these are the 10 days in which most of ibadullah, most of the believers strive and struggle as best as they can and sacrifice as much as they can of effort and time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For as a result, Allah azza wa jal loved these days because there is so much sacrifice and effort from the believers during these days to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, let me finally conclude by sharing with you what is the reward of these 10 days and for the one who worships them. Subhanallah, incredible two ahadith I share with you. In Sahih Muslim, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in al-masjid and the companions, they came to him and they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, dullana ala amalin yu'adilu al-jihad fi sabilillah. They said to him, Ya Rasulullah, teach us of a deed that if we do, its reward is equal to the reward of the mujahid fi sabilillah. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to them, لا تستطيعون, impossible, there is no deed, I can't tell you of anything, you won't be able to do it. فthey said, يا رسول الله دلنا عليه, teach us and direct us to it, let us know what it is. He said to them, لا تستطيعون, impossible, you won't be able to do it, it's out of your proportion, you cannot do it, it's impossible. For once again they said, دلنا عليه, direct us. And for the third time, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answers them and he says to them, مَثَلُ الْمُجَاهِدِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ الْقَائِمِ الْقَانِتِ الصَّائِمِ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَفْتُرُ مِنْ صِيَامٍ وَلَا صَلَاةٍ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ الْمُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the reward of a mujahid, a deed that if you and I were to do would equal to the reward of the mujahid, is for one to remain in salat all night and he does not get lazy and lose his balance in his salat. and you're supposed to fast the entire days during the year until the and not break your fast until al-mujahid fi sabilillah returns. That is the only deed that is equal to his deed. So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's telling us that if a mujahid went out for 1 year and you wanted to earn his reward, then from the moment he leaves his house, you're supposed to engage in fasting every single day and salat every single night until he returns. That is the only deed that is equal to him. Allahu Akbar. Now imagine this hadith. And companions are sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. And he says to them, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. He says to them, there are no days in which the righteous actions that are done during these days are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So they said to him, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even al-jihad. That same deed that you told us, if one was to earn his reward, he's supposed to pray all nights and fast all days. Not even that. He said to them, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even al-jihadu fi sabili Allah, illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi, falam yarji' min dhalika bi shay. Except for a man who left his house with his wealth and his body, and he never came back. In other words, he was martyred fi sabilillah. For my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you put these two ahadith together, you find, subhanallah, something incredible of huge and spectacular and tremendous reward for the one who worships Allah Azza wa Jal during these 10 days. And that is that if you put these two ahadith together, you find that you and I, every single day of the year, are struggling to earn the reward and the rank and the level of the mujahid fi sabilillah. But during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, al-mujahid fi sabilillah is the one who's striving and struggling to earn your reward and to earn your level. Subhanallah, make the most of these 10 days. Fast these 10 days. As-sahaba was salaf rahimahumullah used to fast them. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he said, صيام يوم من ذي الحجة يعدل بصيام سنة. One day fasting of these days is equal to 1 year of fasting. Yani if you fasted 9 days, it is equal to 9 years of fasting. Fi sabilillah, subhanallah. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he said, الحسنة يعني تضاعف إلى 700 ضعف. One hasana is multiplied by 700 times. Subhanallah. Yani sadaqa you give is multiplied by 700 times. And the one page of the Quran you read is equal to 700 pages of the Quran you read. Yani every one page of the Quran you read, it's as though you have read the entire Quran and a bit more. For subhanallah, let's not waste the opportunity. And the most and the best of the deeds that one is supposed to be engaged in during these 10 days is dhikrullah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla ولا قوة إلا بالله. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow in the next video I will share with you the secrets behind these words and why they are the best of the deeds to be performed during these 10 days. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa jazakum Allahu khayra.